This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, May 19th, 2018, Elton John performs at the wedding reception of England's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, playing Your Song, Tiny Dancer, Circle of Life, and I'm Still Standing. On this day in 2008, a poem written by a 16-year-old Bob Dylan, who was still using his birth name Robert Zimmerman, was slated to be offered for sale at Christie's, where it was expected to sell for $10,000 to $15,000. Written on both sides of a single page, the verses tell the poignant story of a dog named Little Buddy, who was killed at the hands of a drunkard, and the boy who mourns him. On this day in 1998, Sonny and Cher receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 17 months after Sonny was killed in a skiing accident. On this day in 1989, Ron Wilson, the Safaris drummer who recorded rock and roll's most influential drum solo, Wipeout, dies of a brain aneurysm at the age of 49. On this day in 1979, the closest thing to a Beatles reunion happens when Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr play together at Eric Clapton's wedding reception. Other musicians in attendance were Mick Jagger, Jeff Beck, Ronnie Wood, Bill Wyman, Donovan, Robert Plant, Robert Palmer, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker. For some unexplained reason, John Lennon was left off the guest list. But British skiffle singer Lonnie Donegan showed up uninvited. Clapton had actually married Patty Boyd, the former Mrs. George Harrison, a few weeks earlier, on March 29th. On this day in 1973, less than 4 months after topping the Hot 100 with Superstition, Stevie Wonder is back on top with You Are the Sunshine of My Life, a song in which Stevie played most of the instruments. On this day in 1969, the Beatles single Get Back is awarded a gold record for sales over 1 million copies. Paul McCartney would later say, "We were sitting in the studio and we made it up out of thin air." And on this day, May 19th, 1964, long before Stephen King made Bangor famous, a former bellboy did it first. Who is he? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
And on this day, May 19, 1964, a song that was inspired by a hobo at an airport in Boise, Idaho, is awarded a gold record. The song was also inspired by a sign in Chicago that read, "Trailers for sale or rent." Here's Roger Miller and King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road, trailers for sale, rent rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12.